Hello, Ray.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing excellent.
There is a group called Michigan Citizens United, and they have filed the paperwork to recall Governor Rick Snyder. I wanted to know what your take was on that group.
Well, you know, right now there's been some pretty controversial budget proposals that have been made, and obviously there's a group of people that do not agree with the governor's direction. And to be quite frank, quite a few of the proposals that have been introduced, UAW Local 6000 does not agree with either.
Does UAW 6000 support the Michigan Citizens United? Are you supporting them with help monetarily or with physical help?
Well, that's a totally independent group, and we have taken no position regarding any type of recall efforts. That's something that's totally independent.
Would you support that effort?
Well, again, that's a different group. It's an independent group, and that would be something, you know, any type of recall effort done by the UAW Local 6000 or the UAW, that would those decisions would be made at a much higher level than myself.
So from what you understand, does the UAW support the governor being recalled?
Well, again, you know, we haven't taken a position regarding that, and we're not involved with that recall effort. But what I can tell you is we don't support the plans to privatize services in the Department of Corrections. We don't support a tax on senior citizens or retirees. We don't support cutting services through the Department of Human Services, like clothing for foster children. There's a whole host of things we don't support, but regarding a recall effort, that is something that group themselves are taking on.
Do you think that the teachers from the state of Michigan should strike because they're unhappy with the way things are working out for them here in the state of Michigan?
Well, you know, there's been some pretty drastic legislation that's been introduced and that would affect teachers. For example, there's a bill, Senate Bill 7, that would force all teachers in Michigan and other public employees to pay more than 20% for their own health insurance. And I know the teachers are upset about that, because it takes away their bargaining rights. You know, those type of things are done at the bargaining table. And I know that over years, teachers have taken less pay, much like state employees, in hopes of maintaining good wages and good benefits. So when you introduce legislation like Senate Bill 7, Tony, that goes across the state and jacks up everybody's health insurance, I'm sure that has upset quite a few teachers.
The UAW, especially UAW 6000, has been very active in the state when it comes to organizing and getting the word out about their opposition to several of Governor Rick Snyder's and his administration's proposals. What's new? What's on the horizon? What's coming up?
Well, as you know, last week on the 13th, we had a huge rally that the UAW Local 6000 was a part of, and all state employees were a part of. And there are various things going on around the state and some plans, but I don't have any set dates or events to announce. But hopefully within the next few days, we're going to have some more rallies and doing some other type of demonstrations to bring to the public's attention, you know, what's going on. You know, in terms of state employees, Tony, we have given every year to help the state balance its books, and we're doing the jobs of two and three people right now. So I'm sure that there will be something coming up very soon.
What was your take on the fact that at your rally there were estimated 5,000 to 10,000 people, and then with the Americans for Prosperity's rally, it was estimated 500 to 1,000 folks showed up?
Well, I think we had a great turnout on the 13th. And, you know, I can't speak for any other groups in the rally that followed the next day. But what I can tell you is there's a lot of energy. I think people are getting educated to the fact that, you know, Governor Snyder's and some other legislators are simply doing a huge tax shift from CEOs to individuals, meaning they're taxing retirees and taking vital services away from the most needy citizens in the state. And I think what you're seeing is people are waking up and they're realizing what's going on. And ultimately, you know, the test will be in November of 2012, and we'll see what happens with the House here in Michigan with the House of Representatives.
Ray Holman's with UAW 6000. Thanks so much, Ray.
Hey, thanks, Tony.